Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And off we go. Come from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Little change up today. I've known of my guest for a minute, but I've never actually had him on the show. It's way past time to do it. He sent me something a la Twitter. Finally, Twitter has a use for me. That sort of caught my eye simply because I've been saying this for quite some time. So joining me from DeltaBravoCharlie.com and from Black Man with a Gun, and he's a very multifaceted dude. Black belt in the martial arts, a shooter, ex-military, all these other good fun things. This guy's name is David Cole. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a little curious. Your black belt is in Aikido, is that right?
That's correct. Yes, sir. Second degree.
Well, hey, I that's a martial art. I have never been able to find anybody around that I thought was competent to maybe try to teach it. I'd like to do it simply because my arthritic hands now will no longer allow me to make a fist and strike things.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a pretty accessible art as far as for people of differing ages and abilities, and that's one of the things that's kept me going in it for so long.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and take off on this. Now, you... we have our designated heroes within the Republican Party. I don't really give them too much stock. But occasionally you'll see one that, you know, when you take a second look at him and you see what he says versus what he's doing, you're sort of shocked by this. And such is the case, I guess, in the beginning for you. I guess such was the case with Thomas Massie, yeah?
Exactly. And I like to make this point right away is that, you know, he's been my congressman. I live in his district. And he's been on my congressman now for 10 years.
Okay.
And I was initially a supporter of his, was very pleased with how he represented me in the district. And I was just as shocked to learn some of the things I learned when I started looking into his record back in 2017, about 5 years ago, when you may remember that a forefront bill that we had pro-Second Amendment was H.R. 38, which is
right.
The National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Bill.
Right.
And a lot of us in the Second Amendment community and the gun enthusiast world would very much like to have this passed because it would give us the ability to, for our concealed carry permit or license to be valid in all 50 states so that we could exercise our right to keep and bear arms anywhere we go in the United States. And when this bill came up in 2017, I thought, well, you know, my congressman, Representative Massie, is very pro-Second Amendment, so I'm sure he supports this bill. And I went into Congress.gov to look up, and I thought maybe just verify that he was a co-sponsor on this bill and found that he was not.
Right.
So as a good citizen, I felt at that point it's my responsibility to make sure that he knows that I support this bill and would like him to do the same, so I called his office. And got put in touch with a staffer who filled me in that no, he wasn't co-sponsoring it at this time, and that there was another staffer that could talk to me about it more, and they were going to put me in touch with them, which I did. Long story short, I talked to this person multiple times, and I don't want to say their name because I don't want to burn them. It's their job.
Sure.
But they basically filled me in at the end of the day that Congressman Massie simply does not support federally legislated concealed carry reciprocity nationally. And his opposition was on the basis of states' rights, that he opposed having the federal government tell a state that they had to recognize a license from another state. And I was understandably very surprised by this and very shocked, but this person would know and was very adamant that this was the case.
Right.
Now, if you remember the history of this bill as it worked its way through Congress, he came out eventually, after it had been filed for 11 months, what Congress did is they amended some legislation that was known as the Fix-Nix bill. And these were two different bills, 4434 and 4477, which got merged and amended to H.R. 38 to correct some issues with the Nix background check system. And that had come to light from the Sutherland Springs church shooting, where, if you recall, there was a Air Force veteran who had a domestic violence charge, who should have been a prohibited person but wasn't, was able to get a gun and he shot up his church.
Right.
That was the fuel that fueled the Fix-Nix stuff. And while I'm not in favor of that, and I don't personally think we should have to pass a background check, I'm all for shall not be infringed, I thought that that bill didn't really do much more than it's a law saying enforce the law. It didn't create any new prohibited persons. It didn't create any new categories. It basically just created some penalties for people that didn't input information in it as they should, as the law required. Well, Thomas Massie seized upon this as a justification for him to no longer support H.R. 38. So he came out, he did interviews saying, no, I don't support H.R. 38 because it has this Fix-Nix language in it. Now, me, I'm
well,
here.
Well, and let's point out that his thing here is that what he was, his supposition or the thing that they typically, and I knew this without even reading your thing, what they want is they're out there saying, well, we want a clean bill. Whenever they come out there and they say, well, I cannot, in good conscience sign off on this, is because it has too many things appended to it, too many amendments.
Sure.
So I want a clean bill. Please continue.
And hey, I do too.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I don't have an issue with that. I think clean bills are better for everybody. And with the 2017 situation, I only point that out because for 11 months prior to the Fix-Nix legislation being amended to it, it was a clean bill, and he didn't support it then. There's even a YouTube video of him talking about how this was a really good bill, except for the Fix-Nix stuff. Okay, well, here we are, fast forward to 2022. Actually, 2021, it got introduced at the beginning of the current Congress. There's a current iteration of H.R. 38 in Congress right now.
Right.
Which is, in fact, clean, has no Fix-Nix legislation or any other amended to it. It's a completely unamended bill. And here we are with Thomas Massie, who also is the founder and co-chair of the Congressional Second Amendment Caucus, has not endorsed it. So, you know, again, this raises my antennas, and of course, by this point, I'm paying close attention to him. And as a very small-time online journalist, I want to try and investigate this and get some answers. So I emailed his press secretary, a gentleman by the name of John Kennedy, and said, hey, can you tell me why Congressman Massie is not supporting H.R. 38 this time around? It's a clean bill. I understand his objection last time. We don't have that this time. Why? And I never get an answer, and I emailed him a couple of times. He finally answers, so as you talk to his legislative coordinator, Shauna Cranston. So I email Ms. Cranston, get the same answer, get the same runaround. And I thought, well, he's got an office here in my area. I'm going to contact his office manager, see if I can at least meet with him. Contacted his office, didn't get an answer for about a month, reached out a second time, said, hey, I just want to try and find out when I might get a meeting with the congressman as a constituent and a journalist to talk about these two bills. And she finally emailed me back, and she said, I spoke to his public relations officer, or his press secretary, and there will not be a meeting.
Let me get you to hold right there at this point, please, sir, if
sure.
you will. We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find the workings of David Cole.
It's very easy. My website is deltabravocharlie.com.
Are you no longer doing stuff with Reverend Ken?
I do. I do contribute some from time to time. What doesn't get there is my fault, simply because I have to patch it over to his website, and sometimes I just get ahead of myself and I don't get it done, but I still try and contribute stuff over there as well. Some of it is there. Everything starts at DeltaBrotherCharlie.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with the very multifaceted David Cole, and he's been writing a series of articles about his congressman, who happens to be a very high-profile congressman. Isn't he also part of the conservative coalition within the House? Isn't he one of those representatives?
I believe he is.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, and I was thinking about this during the break that, you know, I would much rather be able to have a conversation with my representative and ask them questions about why they don't support certain legislation and have them make their case one way or the other. But in a situation like mine where he won't even meet with me and let me ask the questions, it's really hard to do that, right?
Yes. When we left off, David had requested a meeting. Thomas Massey's constituent. He is. You're also a blogger of some note. Your stuff shows up here and there, all over the place. So this is both as a voter and as a journalist. So you had made the request for a meeting, and you were told by one of his coordinators that there would be no meeting. Did you by chance ask the gatekeeper why that might be?
Well, no, at this point I haven't. When the email I got back from her was pretty blunt, there's simply going to be no meeting. and to be perfectly frank, at that point, that put me off enough. I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to have to take some different avenues and trying to reach out to people in the gun media like yourself and try and get the word out. Because, again, until I found out about this issue, and I only found out in my capacity as a voter and a constituent, I wasn't looking originally to write an article about anything. I simply wanted to let my congressman know that I wanted him to support this bill. I supported it, and I wanted him to support it, and then I found out his true feelings about it. He tried to inquire more and was ultimately told in the end, as where we find ourselves today, where he's simply saying he's not going to meet with me and discuss it. I'm kind of at loggerheads, and what do I do now except simply try and get the word out to more of his constituents and voters and people who might help spread the word that he simply is not who he seems to be or professes to be, I think. And it's unfortunate. So, I would rather that were not the case.
So let's do a little examination, shall we? A little question and answer. You know of him better than I do. I've seen some of his stuff. I'll be honest with you. I've been a little underimpressed with him. But overall, I found him to be somewhat consistent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what right now in this Congress, reciprocity and the Hearing Act, which is also something that apparently he is against, is basically a show vote.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a show vote by the Republicans. Now, it is necessary to have show votes in order to keep that momentum going. But at the same time, it is not, like the abortion vote they're trying to have in the Senate. That's a show vote. It's never getting passed there. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So, but they're doing that. They're doing that for you. They're doing that so they can come back to you and say, "Hey, David, I couldn't support this, but I did support this and all this other stuff." So, is it possible that this Representative Massey is just really tone deaf and doesn't know how to explain to his constituents or to his staff, or maybe their staff just doesn't do it? He just can't get out there and say, "Well, hey, there's no chance of it passing right now, so why would I give it any attention?"
Well, I would answer that question with a question and a little background. Okay, so let's assume that he doesn't want to throw weight behind something that has no hope of passing.
Right.
Which, from a practical standpoint, I get it. Why spend the political capital on something that isn't going to go anywhere? But to that, I would ask the question, in that case, if that's his stance on legislation he's going to support or not support, why then would he, as primary sponsor, introduce H.R. 899, which is a bill that he introduced to abolish the Department of Education? So do any of us believe in this current Congress that has any hope of passing?
Oh, no, that's another show vote.
I would say no.
Your point is well taken.
So I would say that, and I would assume, I'm speculating here, but I would assume Congressman Massey would also say, "Well, no, I just want to send a message with that bill, even though I know it's not going to go anywhere." Okay, I received that message that you think the Department of Education should go away and you want to say so. Okay, my response would be, what message are you trying to send by your non-support of H.R. 38 and H.R. 95? If we're using legislation, support or non-support, to send messages, what's your message for non-support of H.R. 38 and H.R. 95? I think I know the answer to that, and I don't And as a constituent, I'm not satisfied with that. Right? I mean,
what do you? Okay. Because I want to know what you think his answer is to that, because I think I know what his answer is, and I just want to see if you're if I'm corroborating you and you're corroborating, what do you think his answer is to that?
Well, personally, I'm stumped as to his non-support of H.R. 95, because I know he personally owns NFA items and has supported it in the past, so I don't know why he isn't now. It doesn't cost anything to, you know, attach a co-sponsorship to a bill. It's free, and you can always withdraw it or not vote for it. It doesn't commit you to anything. I do think that his own personal principles do not permit him to sign on to H.R. 38 because, based on what I was told when I spoke to his staff back in 17, that he simply does not personally support such a bill. He really doesn't. He doesn't actually support it.
Well, that may very well be. That may very well be. And, I mean, that's something that needs to be dragged out of him. That's something. My first thought when hearing this is that, you know, like Paul Ryan. You know, Paul Ryan was out there when we had control of Congress and the presidency. Paul Ryan got out there and said, "I don't think the nation is ready for national reciprocity." So he held up the bill for a very long time.
Right, and at least at that point, I would say that Paul Ryan was being honest. But what I don't think at this point, Thomas Massie is not being honest, because if he has legitimate objections to H.R. 38 and it actually being a positive bill to pass, it would be a good law. If he doesn't really believe that, I think he owes it to his constituents and other Americans
to say
that
so.
He has influence to say so.
Yeah.
And I would be happy, and that was my plan had I been able to get a meeting with him, to sit down and debate, okay, so you think national reciprocity violates states' rights. Okay, sell me. Pitch it to me. Tell me why you think that. I'm going to tell you why I disagree with that. We can have that back and forth. But first, you have to tell me what your position is.
We're coming up on the next break. Yeah. We're coming up on the next break. I encourage everybody to go to Delta Bravo Charlie and take a look at deltabravocharlie.com. Take a look at this article, because it's emblematic of what the problems we face within the Republican Party when it comes to the Second Amendment. It's not just with the Democratic Party. The Republican Party is somewhat apathetic when it comes to it. Talking to David Cole. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
There's only one person to blame when it comes to inflation, and he's sitting in the White House. That's according to Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, who did not mince words on Fox News Wednesday. He called out the Biden administration for its handling of the American economy.
The truth is that the Biden administration just keeps kicking its own ass. The American people see this. They see that after 14 months, nothing is built, nothing is back, and nothing is better.
In related news, Americans are continuing to feel the pressure at the gas pumps as prices across the nation reach all-time highs. AAA reports that Americans are paying an average of $4.40 for a gallon of unleaded gas. Diesel prices are over the $5 mark. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia has vowed to oppose a Democratic abortion bill, stating it's too broad for his liking.
The bill we have today to vote on, the Women's Health Protection Act, and I respect people who support, but make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion. It wipes 500 state laws off the books. It expands abortion. And with that, that's not where we are today. We should not be dividing this country further than we're already divided. And it's really the politics of Congress is dividing the country. It's not the people.
The state of Michigan is working to combat avian flu. Michigan officials have temporarily banned all poultry and waterfowl exhibitions amid the bird flu outbreak that's spreading quickly across the U.S. Farms have been forced to euthanize millions of birds. State officials said the ban would last until Michigan goes 30 days without a case of the avian flu. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking with writer David Cole. He has, and listen, and I don't want to make you out to be naive or anything, but I mean, did you... I've never been one to sit back and look at a pot. My governor was Nikki Haley, and I know that Nikki Haley is about the lightest weight of any politician out there. She is not as accomplished as everybody makes her out to be. I mean, how long have you been sitting around looking at 2017? Is that how long you've been looking at Massey going, now, wait a minute?
Well, that was the eye-opener for me. Really, because, like I said, he came in 2012, so he'd been in Congress for about 5 years at that point. And to that point, I've been pretty satisfied with what I'd seen him do. He had opposed some anti-gun things, which obviously I was in favor of. But again, my eyes were opened a bit when I looked into his then non-support of H.R. 38, National Concealed Carry Reciprocity, and found out that it looked like, in fact, he really didn't support it, despite his stated support of Second Amendment issues. So maybe I am a little bit naive, but I was definitely surprised to find that someone of this profile, particularly on Second Amendment issues, was not a supporter of national reciprocity.
See, I'm very curious because you say that he has NFA items, which I didn't know he had those.
He talks about them publicly.
Congress is exempt from a lot of the stuff that they, a lot of laws they make. I wonder if he's exempt from having to go through the NFA process.
I really don't know. I do know, and it's interesting, going back to the 2017 iteration of H.R. 38, one of the other things that he did during that time period was he also introduced a bill that he personally sponsored called the D.C. Personal Protection Reciprocity Act, which would have afforded legally permitted citizens reciprocity in the District of Columbia only. not all 50 states. So I found that interesting, and it may or may not be true, but it would be very easy to assume, at least you would. I would hear him on radio interviews and things where he would tell people, "Hey, I support reciprocity. I support reciprocity," but he never said the word national. You would never. On social media, I had an online wager. I throw it out there and say, hey, I've got a $100 bill for anybody who can find me a recording legitimately of Thomas Massie saying that he supports national reciprocity, because it isn't there. But he had introduced a D.C. Reciprocity Act, so he would go out and say, well, I support reciprocity.
Right.
Which, you know, we're talking about D.C., Washington political speak. That's certainly one way that a person could go out there and try to make it look as if they support something they don't actually support to voters who probably do support it. You know, and that's, and again, coming back around, that's kind of where I'm at with this. I'm like, I would have more respect for him if he would simply come out and say, you know what, I don't support H.R. 38. I don't support National Concealed Carry Reciprocity, and this is why. Than to go around acting like he does, but then underneath the surface he doesn't.
Right.
That's a little disingenuous to put the politest possible spin on it.
Well, it's again. And this is the problem that I see with a lot of these politicians. These guys get out there and they. Mm-hmm. They go in, they're going to change the world.
Right.
Right. But in the House, they're one of 435 people.
Right.
And your most effective ones, like Trey Gowdy was my congressman there for a minute, and Trey Gowdy in his time in Congress never wrote and saw a bill through to fruition to becoming a law.
I don't believe Thomas Massie has either.
Yeah. Maxine Waters, who's been in Congress, been in the House for 30 years, has passed, had three of these go through, three laws that she actually started that have gone through and become law, but two of them were changing the name of two post offices. So, you know, that's not exactly like, oh my God, super legislator. So,
Right. I'm right with you as far as what's a realistic expectation from Washington. It's not much. But at the same time, I got involved in this because I care about the issue, because I try to be an engaged voter and constituent, and I try and share what I've learned with other people that might also care where Thomas Massie stands on this, or any other politician. It wouldn't even necessarily have to be Massie, but and try and hold them accountable, whether it's in an election cycle or not. My personal opinion is that part of the problem that we have between us and Washington is that we don't stay engaged between elections.
It's too
easy to go to the polls and cast your vote and then walk away, and 2 years later you're wondering what's going wrong. Well, what have you done? Have you picked up the phone? Have you written an email? Have you done anything? You know, and most people haven't. And
no.
I was similarly guilty up until 2017.
Well, but you know what, David? That was all of us. That was all of us.
There's
always going to be some little poignant moment where our eyes are awoke, you know, become wide open, or that light bulb goes off over our head, and it's a little disillusioning, and at the same time, it sort of angers me. But these guys, none of them. I trust none of them. I don't trust the ones that say they're on my side. I don't trust the ones that I know they're against me.
And I'm right there with you 100%. I don't trust any of them either. That's why I've been beating this drum on this particular issue with Massie, but I would beat it on any political representative, senator, that, you know, it should be an empowering thing. Okay, now you know that there's a flaw in this person, and you know, there may be people that don't care one whit about H.R. 38, and this is all, they're probably not listening to the show. But for me, it was empowering. I'm like, you know what? I don't approve of this. If he doesn't represent this legislation, he doesn't really represent me, at least not on this issue, and I need to say something.
Right.
You know, I tried to say it to him. He won't talk to me. So I reach out to people who have more media clout than I do. I'm a very small fish in this whole thing, and try and get the word out so that at least people, again, maybe have that eye-opening moment that maybe this person isn't who they say they are. Maybe I need to scrutinize a little more carefully, and maybe I need to pick up the phone myself and call, or maybe I need to look and see if there's not a better choice out there next election cycle.
Well, and that's the thing. But just remember this, David. Now, not too long ago, the same group, well, I don't have time to lay this story out for you, but there is a way to go after him that would get his attention. And we'll talk about that in the next segment. But, you know, suffice to say, here in South Carolina, which everybody, I think, believes is this deep red state, my state senator, who was a Republican, when they were considering a constitutional carry one year, he told me that the Second Amendment did not tell you that you could carry whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted, wherever you wanted. And he also told me that constitutional carry meant that that would empower criminals to carry guns, and open carry meant the cops would not understand who was the bad guy and who was the good guy. And I said, oh my God, aren't you a stupid person? How on earth did you get elected into office? Of course, the phone conversation sort of ended at that point. Yeah. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. You can find Mr. Cole's work at DeltaBravoCharlie.com. I suggest giving that a look just because he just corroborates what I've been telling everybody for the longest time. It's not just the Democrats that are the problem. It is also the Republicans in some cases, not by what they do, but by what they don't do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to writer David Cole. Very multifaceted. What was your thing in the military? What did you do in the military?
I was an officer in air defense artillery.
You were the guys that I'd be calling, going, help me, right?
We're the ones out there shooting down airplanes and then later on missiles. So I spent 9 years doing that. Started out doing short-range stuff like the Vulcan gun, which, let me tell you, is a blast to shoot.
I used to... What year did you serve?
I was 86 to 95.
So you had the... Did you ever work with the M113-mounted Vulcans?
Sure did.
That was a gas to see those guys roll up in Hohenfels and in...
And it's about the best fun you'll ever have.
Yeah.
Then moved on eventually into Patriot missiles a little bit later in my career. And
heavy metal.
Deployed with them a couple of times. Yeah, a whole different world, but also a lot of excitement there. A good time.
Totally understand. So, you know, back a while back, the same group of guys, Tim Knight, Sean Maloney, all those guys that went out to Colorado for that recall back in 2013, they went to New Jersey to try to recall Kevin Sweeney, the state Senate president, who said there will never be permits while I am serving in the state Senate. And when they were up there trying to recall him, nobody wanted to participate. It was like he was Don Corleone and that he'd be coming for him.
Right.
If anybody dared do. And then in the last election cycle, a truck driver spent $2,000, I think it was, and unseated Kevin Sweeney.
Yep.
So these guys are not. I mean, I don't know how long Thomas Mann is. You say 2012, so he's been in 10 years. He's not a full-on bona fide Congress critter, although he has stayed there long enough, I guess, to get the pension.
Yeah, he's definitely leaning that way towards being a permanent swamper.
But I mean, with your resume, you ought to go up and push against him. You ought to get up there and announce your candidacy and call a bunch of, you know, start, if not for now, start doing this in 2 years from now.
Yeah, well,
somebody like you.
That, yeah, well, and one of the reasons I reached out to you and some other people as well to try and get this word out again is it is an election year. He's up for re-election. He has primary opponents this year.
Oh, does he?
He does. The Kentucky primary is a week from, it's next Tuesday, less than a week. And he has three opponents, one that has a little bit of legs, and I'm not here to campaign for her, but I will tell you that as far as me as DeltaBravoCharlie.com journalist goes, I've interviewed her. There is an interview with her up on my website. and I'm personally endorsing her, and she has my vote. I've met her, spoken with her personally before, aside from the interview, and I think she's got the credentials and the bona fides to do, to at least represent me better the way I would like to be represented, as opposed to the way Thomas Massey's done it. So he has got a primary opponent this time.
Right.
So I would encourage people who are in District 4 to at least give her a look. Her name's Claire Worth. Okay. And again, I'm not here to campaign for her. I'm not part of her campaign. I'm not here on her behalf. I'm here to talk about Thomas Massey. But again, the reason I'm pushing this so hard and the reason I reached out to you is because he has primary opponents, and there are a couple of others, and if a listener found them more appealing than Claire Worth, well, that's obviously your decision as a voter, but I would tell people, don't think he's your only choice this time around. We have options.
Well, the big problem with any primary is that when you get a bunch of people in there trying to primary the incumbent, the incumbent is just going to sit back and wait for them to see if anybody pulls away from the pack.
Right.
And, I mean, with Lindsey Graham, we had six people primarying him, and I went to one of them that I thought was a fairly decent legislator, and this is when I was associated with Gun Owners of America, and I said, I can get you an endorsement from them. And he was like, yeah, well, I got an endorsement and some money from these guys. Except those guys had given money and endorsed every single one of the ones that were going up against Lindsey Graham. So nobody ever started pulling away from the pack. And then with 2 weeks left for the election, I'm getting this panic call about, yeah, I need that endorsement right now. And I was like,
right.
I don't think you understand how this, how can you possibly not know how this works? I can get you every endorsement. I can get you endorsements from Bruce Lee if you want, but you're not going to win now because nobody ever pulled away. How's it looking in the polls with Ms. Worth? How's she doing?
I haven't seen any recent, and the problem here, I live in the northern Kentucky area, not far from Cincinnati. This is, and District 4 here is very red, but it's also very heavily Thomas Massey.
Sure.
He, and of course, being the incumbent has its own strength. That said, when you talk about somebody pulling away, I think she is the front runner, of his primary opponents. I think there's three total, her and two others, and their names don't come to me right off the top of my head, but it's interesting to note that, especially on social media, I'm seeing now some attack ads that his campaign has leveled at her, which tells me that he's at least a little concerned about her.
Yes.
Last time I talked to her personally, I mean, her polling isn't showing that she's got a chance necessarily to win, but it's better than anybody else's, and it's going up. It's improving.
Right.
So I think she's getting the word out there. You know, and to be fair, even if she is a long shot, even if she can't beat him this time, I think it's worthwhile to have somebody in there make him work for it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
at least get some eyes on him and some of the issues and make him work for it. And I'm not writing her off either. I think my interactions with her have convinced me she's a sincere person, a legitimate conservative, not just on the Second Amendment, on other issues as well. That conservatives support, and I think she's a worth, to any District 4 voters listening, I would say she's at least worth a look. I personally support her, and have already decided I'm voting for her. But to your point, he's paying attention to her, so there's that.
Well, and that's good. And none of these guys should sit back and just go, well, you know, I'm sort of cruising on this. I think I'm going to go out and, speaking of cruises, I'm going to go take one during the campaign because I don't need to do anything here. I've got this one in the bag. They should never, ever think that because that's not their seat. That's the people's seat of his district. That belongs to them. And if he's not doing something that is representative of what they want, if he's out there now and he's been in there long enough to where he thinks, well, they elect me due to my supreme intellect, it is time for him to go become a lobbyist on K Street or something.
And that's exactly why I'm here, to get that word out. The fact I'm here, I started this whole, you can call it a crusade or whatever you want, with Thomas Massey as a voter, as a constituent who wanted to know why my representative, emphasis on the word representative, was not supporting a piece of legislation that I supported.
And I got some very disturbing,
I got some very disturbing answers, found out some things that I didn't know. And so now I'm here trying to share some of that with people who will listen and consider that, just like you said, maybe there's a better place for him now if he's not going to support the things that we want to support.
Sure.
If he's not going to represent us the way he's going to represent us. I'm more than happy to call a Republican out on the carpet just as much as a Democrat if they're not doing their job.
Well, you're an ex-military guy. You know one thing I learned a long time ago. Everything ends. And maybe the good Representative Massey needs to be taught that lesson today. So let's do this.
Uh-huh.
So in the run-up to this election, every time you get something going on that you want to talk about, do this. You've got my email, and I'll email you my number. Give me a buzz, and let's do a little series of things in the run up between now and November, and let's just see just exactly how much Cain can be raised, shall we?
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Right there with you.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Being a legislator means you got to produce. You just can't sit there and rest on your laurels. I know new guys have to go through a bunch of stuff and the protocols and all the other stuff, but it is a profession now that is going to be based on what you put out. And it is not simply enough to be out there saying, well, I didn't do anything bad to the Second Amendment. No, we're not looking for that. We want to run the table. We want to run the table. So I'm running out of time here. I'm running out of time, David. I'll send you all this stuff and everything else, and you can do with it what you will. And thank you for joining me today. And we'll do it again.
I really appreciate the time. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. DeltaBravoCharlie.com. Go check him out. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We're going to talk a little January 6th FOSA erection. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.